Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Allen takes the snap. They rush four. Allen going to run it. Josh has clear sailing over the right side. Gets to the 10, inside the 5. He is hit going out of bounds, but he is in. Touchdown. Touchdown, Buffalo. Josh Allen, 15-yard run over the right side for the Buffalo touchdown.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
John Murphy, longtime voice of the Buffalo Bills since I worked in Western New York. My first job out of college, out of Syracuse, was in the Rochester market. And actually, I was involved on Buffalo Bills broadcast on Sundays. So I get the fervor and the passion. I get the radical following that the Bills have in Western New York. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. This is one of the huge games this weekend, a massive test for the Bills, who are flying under the radar a little bit. And of course, the Ravens, who put it all out there, taking place in Orchard Park. And we're pleased to welcome Jeremy White of WGR in Buffalo. Jeremy, I just saw this on your Twitter and I need you to explain it to me. Bills and Ravens in the game of the decade in Buffalo, but will the stadium be full? What does that mean?
Well, Buffalo has a pretty big stadium. You know, that's worth mentioning, 73,000. And it's December and it's cold. And even though people in Buffalo are, conditioned to the weather, sometimes we can be a little lazy like anybody else.
So what are you expecting then?
The last home game was a Denver game, and that was kind of the setup to this one. And it was 90% full. I would imagine it's pretty darn close. The upper corners of the upper deck might not be full. You might have people that are season ticket holders that bought tickets that just decide to stay home because they're cold or just the holidays. Who knows?
No!
I know. That's why I keep asking the question. Is this going to be a day where we have a couple empty seats, or will everybody fill in, day of and walk-up sales? There are only five other tickets left, so...
Jeremy, we are having, you're kind of fading in and out. You're getting muffled and then you're coming back. I don't want to miss this. Are you moving or?
No, I'm good.
Okay, good. All right, stay right there. Because okay. Now we can hear you fine. Jeremy White with us. He's the co-host of the Howard and Jeremy Morning Show and WGR in Buffalo, Heritage Station there. So, Jeremy, how excited or how confident? Let me ask that. How confident are Bills fans going into this game?
Well, I would say that everything for the Bills fans changed on Thanksgiving because it was such a big spot, such a big game. And, the Bills all year long had beaten up on, pretty bad teams, cupcakes, whatever. And, Bills fans heard those criticisms and didn't necessarily disagree. You play who's on your schedule. But Dallas was a different animal because it was the big stage, the big team, the Cowboys. Everybody pays attention to them. And not only did the Bills win it, but they won it pretty convincingly. And early on in the season, convincing wins weren't coming too often. So it's a convincing win in that spot, and Josh Allen looked the part. So I think things changed a lot on that Thanksgiving Day game. It became all right, what do we got here? And now with Baltimore, it's the point spread's the same, the game is here, and I think it's about to be, if they find a way to beat Baltimore, it'll be a huge jumping off point to, how far can this team go?
How many people... in Buffalo, maybe give me a percentage. Do you think believe this team has taken that step to the next level, and how many fans are still taking the wait and see approach?
Well, I think everybody thinks they've taken a step to the next level. The question is, there's one more to go, like a real true contender. When you are playing in week 14 with a chance to clinch a playoff spot, that's new life. Controlling your own destiny is new life. Those are 17-year playoff drought broken on the final day of the season after their game was over.
Right.
So, this is totally different. To be flexed into Sunday night football. Bills haven't been on Sunday night football since the Patriots' undefeated season when they were flexed in to play the Patriots.
Whoa!
Yeah, exactly. And before that, I think it was 2001. So, people paying attention to the Bills, that's totally new. Getting flexed into a big game and having it be because the Bills are good and maybe a bit of a draw is new, too. So the next level of getting attention is kind of nice, and now it's just about, you know, staying there and seeing if this team can actually knock off a team like the Steelers on Sunday Night Football next week, or the Patriots in a Saturday Night Football game, Saturday afternoon the following week. So, you know, you'll see a lot of the Bills, and Bills fans are ready to see it because there's a lot of belief, but we know it's not quite at the tier that they need to get to yet.
It's interesting, and the reason I ask, it's interesting that you say that, because there's a Bills fan that works with us. He's a longtime Bills fan, and he actually said to me before the show, I'm just happy with one of the next three. If we can win, he said we, meaning the Bills, if we can win one of the next three, I'm happy. And I said, what about the AFC East? It's still there. If you can run the table, beat the Patriots, it's still there. No. Everything now is gravy. And I was like, what? Wait a minute. I mean, this is the best season the Bills have had since the Jim Kelly era. And you're telling me you're happy with one win in the next three? He mentioned the Pittsburgh game. And I hope that's not the approach of most Bills fans, because I feel like this team is proven itself. It's not always beautiful. I mean, it's at times it's ugly, but that's kind of Buffalo football, and it's okay that way. So it's kind of interesting that he said that. I just wondered if that was reflective of a lot of Bills fans.
I think he's totally right.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? People around here don't want to get too greedy just yet, you know, buying into this team is winning the division. They haven't been the Patriots, three times in 20 years or whatever it is. The Patriot thing is always hanging there.
Sure.
And the game this year was a 6-point game. The Patriots won on a blocked punt return for a touchdown.
And so, Josh Allen was knocked out of the game.
Exactly. So, you know, there's the belief that they can stick with the Patriots. If the Patriots were to lose to Kansas City this week and the Bills were to beat the Ravens somehow, I mean, then the Bills are in the driver's seat for the division. And
right.
That's a different story. So, you know, New England still has to do some losing. We don't talk about getting by New England around here too often because it's so ridiculous. The Bills haven't been within like three games of them ever. So, you know, you don't talk about it until it's actually in front of you, I guess.
I guess. Jeremy White, co-host of Howard and Jeremy, the morning show in WGR Buffalo, with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. When you look at Josh Allen over the course of his NFL career, there's been a lot of development, of course. What stands out the most to you about his journey so far?
Well, he makes throws that people probably didn't think he could make. A play is never over. A drive is never over, I should say. And while he's still, you know, not perfect and has plenty to add to his resume, 3rd and 11, 3rd and 10, like, you know, teams will say you don't want to get into 3rd and long. With the Bills, you almost do want to get into 3rd and long because he can either make plays with his legs like Lamar Jackson does or make throws on the run. He's got, you can see that the game has started to, I don't know if it started to slow down, maybe it has, but he's definitely a guy that looks like he belongs there. And, you know, when he came out in the draft, there were plenty of people, myself included, who had major concerns about whether or not he would be able to hack it. And right about now, I mean, he just looks as cool as a cucumber. He doesn't get rattled. It's the best way to say it. It's like the guy has settled into the role and kind of has taken it over as his team to a little bit.
When you think about the defense versus the run game, the ball control of the Baltimore Ravens, who do you think has the advantage?
I'd say Baltimore has an advantage there, and probably on anyone. The Bills have had a little bit of trouble with run defense this year. They got gashed by Washington in a game that they won. They got gashed by the Philadelphia Eagles. Eagles came in and ran for maybe 200 yards. So there have been spots where the run defense has been able to, you can get yards on them. So I'd say the advantage there is Baltimore. But at the same time, you know, the Bills are definitely competent and can match up with just about anyone. The defense generally plays a solid discipline style. Their defensive backs are really good in coverage. They've got good man corners. Tre'Davious White is a great man coverage corner. I know that, you know, with Baltimore, you don't always want to play man because that means turning your back on Lamar Jackson. I'd say the Ravens have the advantage from sure. And for me, it's just about whether or not the Bills offense can keep up. That's the most exciting possible scenario of this game, is watching a potential shootout, which is something else that Bills fans never see. I mean, it's always about defense around here. And this offense has started to click a little bit, and that's probably what people are hoping for will take them to the next level.
It feels like nervous energy coming from Western New York. That's what I feel.
100%. And we have in the afternoon show on our station, we was talking about Thanksgiving. and said his entire family approached the Thanksgiving Day game in Dallas as, how about we just don't get killed out there, you know?
Oh,
let's
my
just,
gosh!
That's what it's like. It's been so long since anybody here has been good. Same thing with this Ravens game. All this attention, there's a little bit of a fallback of like, you know, just, could you just make it look good? That'd be okay.
So, oh, my gosh. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.